May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a real familiar passage in Matthew. It says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasure upon the earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal, for wherever your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one, despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Now, I'm going to go back and read this to you the way it should be translated. The way, when they read this, this is what they heard. These are what the words actually mean. Okay? The word store and the word treasure are the same words. And they literally mean that which you appoint as priority of your life. That which you treasure, that which is first to you. You can see the whole end of it, that song that Regina played, is therefore seek first the kingdom. So that's the whole context of this. So here's the way it should be written, with the tenses and the words, this is the way you should hear it. Stop making a priority things of the earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but instead, make it your priority, treasure the things of the Spirit, of heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves don't break in and steal. For whatever you make your treasure, that's where your heart's going to be. Whatever is your priority, whatever you've appointed as the most significant thing, that's where your heart's going to be. The lamp of the body is the eye, and if therefore your eye is single on one journey, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad or evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Now, before I read this next verse, remember the word bond slave, where that comes from. Around here, we've defined it, which is a good definition, a volunteer prisoner of love. It's one thing to be a slave, to be a bond slave with somebody that when the year of Jubilee came around and all the slaves were to be set free, a person who becomes a bond slave has made a decision that they love the one that they've been serving so much. And that person's so good, they've decided voluntarily that they don't want to be free. And so they'll put their ear up against the doorpost and they'll drill a hole and put a ring in it. And that ring is to let everybody who knows them, if you see them on the street and they're serving this person, they'll think, well, this person's broken the law. You shouldn't be serving. The year of Jubilee's come and you aren't free. But if they see that ring, they'll go, oh, he's a volunteer prisoner of love. Okay? So, verse 24 says, no one can be a bond slave, a volunteer prisoner of two different things of love. He'll either hate the one or he'll love the other. He'll either hold on to the one or think very little of the other. You cannot be a volunteer prisoner of love to God. Now, this is what this word mammon actually is, and put your trust in other things. It's not the word for money. It's just anything else you'd put your trust in that you would treasure more than loving him. I just think that's awesome. When I was reading that again this morning and just looking stuff up and seeing it again, being reminded, it just stirred me up. Because one of the things it reminds me is the reason that so many times Christians struggle with disappointment and frustration and heartbreak and irritation, aggravation, is because they've treasured things other than just loving Him. They've treasured other things other than His presence and His kingdom. And therefore, when moth and rust destroy, because anything else we treasure other than our relationship with Him, other than His kingdom, other than His presence, other than loving Him, all those things are transient, and they're all vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy, to the economy, to circumstances and situations, and other people's behavior. Right? And so it's to put yourself in a very vulnerable position to put your trust in and to treasure anything other than Him. Because you've just given the enemy permission to keep you in a place of instability all the time. Because you're always getting disappointed at the thing you treasure is being touched. Because you see, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. What you've set as a decision, see, your heart follows your treasure. Your treasure doesn't follow your heart. Where your treasure is, there your heart's going to be. Whatever you've established as the priority of your life, whatever you pour yourself into, whatever has become the great priority, that's where your heart's going to end up being. And so the enemy's always after our heart. And to get to our heart, he'll touch the thing you've appointed that you put your trust in for happiness or joy or whatever. And that can be something as good as marriage or health or children or position or people's opinion. It can be all those things, can it? He says you can only be a bond slave of one thing or the other. You can't be a bond slave to two. You can't be obsessed with God and be obsessed with something else, even ministry. Really. He said, because you'll either obsess with one, whatever you obsess with, you'll think little of the other. And I found over the years, I'm old enough now to look back, you really shouldn't be, if you're a minister, and but see, you have to teach, you really shouldn't be allowed to talk until you're about 60. I remember when they first made me a bishop almost 20 years ago, the patriarch of the CC said, look, here's the deal. Usually when guys first get consecrated, we just tell them, don't say much at the meetings for a couple years. Just learn. I didn't say anything for 7 years because I didn't know anything. But looking back, and I go, you know, Lord, there are times when just even the ministry, even your church, I loved that, wanted that to be of priority more than you. But Scripture says to hold fast to the head, not to the body. One of the most important things I had to learn. I can't treasure even that and treasure Him at the same time. And again, whatever you treasure, that's where your heart is. How many times have you struggled with your children feeling left out, or they got this, that, and the other, and so is that your treasure? Is that the most important thing in the world? What people think about them, what they get to experience? Again, what that word mammon means, whatever you put your trust in. It's a broad term. You can't love God and love all that too. I can like all that. But only one person can be the object of your love sickness. And you be safe, because then your heart's stored up in the treasures of heaven and the enemy can't touch it.